Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. A number of articles recently appeared regarding alcohol and risk factors for heart disease, and we thought we would present a couple of these, since too many people right now think alcohol is a health drink. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, women who consume two alcoholic drinks or more per day had a higher increase of atrial fibrillation and abnormal rhythm of the heart. Because there is a tendency to increase alcohol consumption during the holidays, this has come to be known as holiday heart syndrome. Researchers point out that there is a very small percentage of middle-aged women that consume two or more alcoholic drinks per day, so the problem is not that prevalent. A similar study involving heart irregularities in men showed an increased risk in men that drank five or more drinks per day. And talking about alcohol consumption, a new study out of the journal Atherosclerosis shows that the volume of alcohol you drink may be less of a risk factor for heart disease and stroke than the pattern of how you drink. According to the study, binge drinking increases the amount of a chemical component of alcohol called aldehyde. Aldehydes appear to make cells floating around in your bloodstream very sticky and adhere to the wall of blood vessels, causing narrowing of the blood vessels. According to the evidence presented, people think, since I don't drink all week, I can make up for it on the weekends, which puts them at much greater risk. Now there is proof positive that binge drinking is bad for your cardiovascular health, and it's time to get the message out. And when I come back, we'll take a look at whether zinc helps get rid of the common cold and why a common pain medication may be taken off the market.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
A study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases took a look at 14 so-called controlled studies from the past 20 years and found that zinc lozenges and zinc nasal spray had no effect on the common cold. According to the researchers, the past articles that stated zinc was an effective treatment for the common cold were all flawed. However, the researchers did note that the cherry zinc lozenges taste pretty good. And for our last story, the FDA is recommending that a common painkiller sold under the brand name Darvon or Darvocet be taken off the market. The medication, used by millions and millions of people, has been associated with increased risk of suicide and accidental deaths. One of the members of the panel that recommended banning the drug said the drug offers little benefit and lots of risk. According to the experts, it will be several weeks before the final decision to halt sales of the drug will be determined. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Everyone has a unique smell, except for identical twins. Newborns are able to recognize the smell of their mothers, and many of us can pinpoint the smell of our significant others and those we are close to. Part of that smell is determined by genetics, but it's also largely due to environment, diet, and personal hygiene products that create a unique chemistry for each person. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's Health News was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.